other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're into hour number two, simulcasting the syndicated radio transmission at PrisonPlanet.tv in living color. Joining us from Minnesota, he's about to travel down to Mexico, do some surfing, is former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, of course, a star of films like The Running Man, Predator, and many other films. He's hosted a MSNBC national television show. He's hosted NFL football. There's not much this guy hadn't done. And now he's got a huge show. They're saying it's going to be their big push in the winter, their big number one promoted show. And I'm seeing that now in the media. That's conspiracy theory created by Jesse Ventura. I'm a consultant on it. I'm in some of the episodes. I'm very honored to be involved in it. And to give you the inside scoop, he starts the media blitz tomorrow. To give you the inside scoop is Jesse Ventura with us for the next hour. We may twist his arm a little bit in the next hour to take some phone calls, but we'll see. Governor, it is good to have you here with us.
Hi, Alex. Great to be here again.
Well, are you going to?
I guess I should call you Huggy Bear. and I'll explain that for a moment. Now, Alex has been good enough. He appears in a couple of the episodes of Conspiracy Theory that we did, and so because he's the only really reoccurring character we've ever had in the first initial buy, we went back to the old Starsky and Hutch show, and you all remember Huggy Bear, don't you? The guy that always brought the information to Starsky and Hutch?
Yes.
Well, that's you now, Alex. You're our Huggy Bear.
Well, I'm honored to be your Huggy Bear. you've not been able to talk about the show till now. They've unleashed you. You barely talked about it on Larry King Live last week, but now you've been given the green light to give people a foretaste or a idea of what's going to be in the seven episodes. And so we're all ears, Governor. I mean, tell us about some of the episodes.
Well, first of all, when I went on Larry, it was because, you know, it was election night and Larry truly wanted my opinion on the latest off-year elections, which I'll do this right now. To me, why do they even have off-year elections? It's hard enough to get people out there to vote. Have them all on year. They do that so that they get a small voter turnout because it's easier to control small numbers. And so that's why that happens pretty much. But that being said, that's why I was on Larry, was mainly for the election stuff, not so much a promotion of the show, because I'll be going back on Larry later on the end of the month, right when it gets to the debut date, which, of course, is December the 2nd on the True Channel at 10 Eastern, 9 Central. And so I'll be going back on Larry then, and at that point in time, it'll be a promo for the show. So I just did Larry where they promoted a little bit, but it was mostly on voting, or on the vote.
Well, Governor, hold on. We're about to go to break, and I don't want to stop you. I want you to have free flow and go over as much as you can tell us about the episodes, because I've consulted some, but I still only have a few pieces of the overall puzzle. And I know that you've stated that you believe this is fair and from our perspective, probably the first television show ever that's actually from people who questions perspective. That doesn't mean that you or I or anybody buys all of what's being said out there. So I want to talk about that when we come back in just a minute. But in the 1 minute we've got, what is your take on Republicans sweeping all over the country and Obama's plunging approval rating?
Well, I don't think it's so much Republicans sweeping. As you know, they lost that congressional race up in that heavily Republican district in New York that hadn't gone Democrat.
Yeah, but the Democrats threw that. They threw that. I mean, they had their...
Well, maybe so. Well, to me, the elections are truly irrelevant. And as far as Obama's ratings falling, that's a natural occurrence. You know, I don't want to throw water on the fire or anything for those people that, you know, for whatever reason, but I at one time had 72% approval ratings. Well, certainly by the time you get out of office, mine actually dipped below 50 later.
No, you're right.
When you have to make hard decisions, when you make those hard decisions, some people aren't going to like it, and a lot of people are one-issue people.
Jesse, we got a break. Stay right there. Finish that up.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Morgan said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend's Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend's Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, surf's up, ladies and gentlemen, and here comes Jesse Ventura into the Info War. Coming up in early December, the launch of his long-awaited television show, Conspiracy Theory, on True TV. Here to tell us dates and times and inside details first on this radio show. When Jesse called me back Friday evening and said, okay, I'll do your show first, I was extremely honored. And so, Governor, I really do appreciate you coming here first to talk about it. I know the media blitz starts later today and tomorrow, but we were finishing up when you got cut off by that break. You were talking about you're not surprised Obama's approval ratings dropped. Yours went from the mid-70s to the high 40s, but that was 4 years later.
Yeah, that's true, Alex, but it's going to happen. You know, the honeymoon wears off. The hard decisions have to be made. People many times disagree with those tough decisions, and your approval rating starts to fall. The positive for me, the way I always looked at it, was like this. I was in a three-way race, not a two-way race. I won with only 37%. So even if my approval, say, fell all the way to 45, that was still 8 points higher than what I won with.
Sure. And George W. Bush's went from 92 to 39. But again, that took
He had to have been lower than 39.
Yeah, some approval ratings had him at 25. I mean, there's so many polls.
I would guess he would sound with the hardcore Republicans. I, in the end, I can't see him even getting over 30% approval rating.
Well, I know Congress...
And that's just a political gift from his party.
Exactly. I know that the overall Congress, both parties, had an 11% when he left office, and it's now going back down that direction again. My point is, Obama's approval rating has broken records, according to the major pollsters, for falling the fastest in the first year of a new administration. And now he's losing his base. CBS News last night reported he is putting in 40,000 more troops in Afghanistan. And, Jesse, I know you've researched this and are well-read on this subject. Let's talk about this right now and then get into the show. There's 12 times the opium, 12 times coming out of Afghanistan of what was coming out 8 years ago. And even the BBC admits our troops are guarding the opium. So, quote, the Taliban doesn't get it. No, that's so the banks can launder $500 billion in smack every year. Governor Ventura, your take on this war.
In my lifetime now, how wonderful it is. Welcome to another Vietnam. It's that simple. It's going to accomplish nothing. Guys are going to die over there on a constant basis as they have in Iraq. And, you know, welcome to another Vietnam. When this is all over and done with, I do it right now, Alex. I sit back and go, how is Jesse Ventura benefiting from these two wars? And I can't think of a thing. And yet, we've got people out there protesting whether people should be able to go see a doctor or not. If we wouldn't have fought these two wars, we'd have plenty of money for health care, wouldn't we?
Absolutely.
And my point is, wars are the most destructive thing mankind can do. And when he engages in them, it has no benefit. It's like Hermann Göring said, the best thing a farmer can get out of a war is to be able to come back on the same farm he left before the war started. That's the best outcome, the very best. There will be nothing more than that. And when is this country going to wake up? You know, I sit back and I can't say I'm speechless because I'm bitching about it right now. But I cannot believe that people aren't protesting these wars. And now we're sending more troops in to accomplish what? The Russians couldn't win there, and we're so stupid, and our ego is so powerful that we think we can.
Well, they can't win the stated objective to bring democracy and freedom to Afghanistan, but if the objective is to destabilize the region and have bases to menace Iran and China, and if the stated objective, the real objective is to launder drug proceeds, then it's mission accomplished. They just need to sit there.
If that's indeed what it is, Alex, then you will be. You're absolutely correct. It's mission accomplished. If that's what they're accomplishing out of this, I can't prove that that's what they are or aren't doing at this time, but certainly from a base perspective of Jesse Ventura, American citizen, I don't understand how I benefit by these wars one bit or any of the rest of us benefit by them one bit.
Okay, here's an example, then we'll get into the TV show.
Sure.
I know you've been busy with producing the television show and flying all over the country, and we'll talk about that. You were really working hard on this. A lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of money.
Harder than I wanted.
But at the same time, it came out 2 weeks ago, New York Times, that Mohammad Karzai's brother is the head opium kingpin in Afghanistan, and that he is a CIA operative on CIA payroll, and that basically so is Mohammad Karzai, and that our troops are guarding his poppy fields. And I was driving down the road a few months ago and heard BBC report the same thing before the New York Times did, and I already knew that. But to hear them report that, oh, we guard the opium because if we don't guard it, another Taliban group will get it and then they'll get too much power. That's what they're telling the troops. We guard the opium to win the war. You know the CIA got caught with opium in Southeast Asia and Vietnam. We're now in Colombia putting bases in. Anywhere there's drugs, our troops are there to eradicate the other guy's drugs and protect the drug kingpins that launder their money through U.S. and European banks.
And add to that the fact that that's how the CIA gets their revenue, so that they can then do operations that they can keep away from Congress. Because if they have to do operations that require them to get money from our tax money, then they have to be forward enough to let Congress know what they're doing with the money. But if they're getting money via illegal drugs and making all sorts of money out of that end of the world, they then don't have to declare any of that to Congress, and that's when they can do these dirty jobs that the American public will never know about.
Governor Jesse Ventura, that is the nail on the head. Absolutely. I hadn't even thought to make that point. All those tens of billions in unaccountable money that these private interests
run their operations so that they don't have to be accountable to the Congress.
Absolutely. In fact, in 96, that came out on C-SPAN with the CIA Inspector General testifying that the CIA brought in the crack cocaine epidemic.
Well, that I don't know. If you know about that, Alex, I don't. I can only speak to what I know about. You're better well read on it than I am.
Well, no, I mean, you know as much or more than I do. You just brought up the key point that they're funding their black operations with this.
Oh, yeah. No, I've felt that and known that for a long, long time, that that's the simple way to do it. That's how you keep it out of the public eye. That's how you can get money to do political assassinations like in the old days when they used to attempt to kill Castro.
Okay, I'm going to shut up.
If they do that, if they get money from Congress, then they have to submit reports, and it has to be far more above board. But if they get the money from somewhere else, which can be dirty drug money, well, then they can spend it on any operations they want to do, and they don't have to be accountable to the American public or the Congress for it.
Absolutely. Governor, we've got you here to talk about the TV show, so I'm going to stop getting off on other issues. I apologize, but it's always interesting to hear your truthful perspective, because you're absolutely right on those issues. Where to start with the TV show? I mean, I've seen the one promo clip where you went out to HARP and they threatened to arrest you, and then suddenly the equipment went dead. Let's go through the 7 episodes and give people an idea what's coming up.
Well, hopefully I can remember them all. I'll tell you, it was so hectic shooting them that sometimes I had to jump from one episode to another episode. And that plays games with your mind, because you're focused in on one thing, and then, you know, the next half a day you might be doing something for a completely different episode.
Well, let me ask this. What's your favorite? What's your favorite episode?
I would say my favorite one would be 9/11, because I think 9/11 was the original one that I took to the True TV people to sell them on this show. And so it was personal to me because of my investigation of it so far. So I would have to say that one is the most satisfying, although they all are, pretty much. And I'll put it to you this way. The way that I'm going to explain it is quite simple, Alex. People can choose to believe the conspiracies or not, all 7 of these, and they're all fairly modern day. The one thing True Channel wanted to do, we don't go back to Kennedy, we don't go back. They wanted to keep this first series within the last decade, pretty much. And you can choose to believe them or you can choose not to believe them, but I'll guarantee you this, if you watch the show, you're going to get scared.
Oh,
even if they're not true, there is still the element that they may be, they might be, and they could be. And maybe they are. And that should be enough to wake people up and scare them. This is the first show that I've ever done in my career where I got scared. And I don't get scared easy.
I remember a few weeks ago, I ran into, we were checking in at the hotel, and you walked up and you were shaking your head and you said, Alex, you were there with your son Tyrell, who's working on the show as well, doing a great job. You walked up and you said, Alex, when I go to bed at night, my head's spinning with all this information. This stuff is scary.
Oh, yeah. And, we went into some places that, you think is only fantasy land, but it could very well be reality land. And it's stuff that people don't even think about, don't deal with in their daily lives. You know, that's one of the main things is people out there have to earn a living. They have to make a living for their family. So they haven't got time to go delving into the underhanded stuff that government might be doing. And it's interesting, Alex, that we started this show with the concept. hand of which one he or she would choose to believe?
Hold it there. Got a break, Governor. This is a key info coming up.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Say no to government vaccinations. Say no to toxic overload. Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the Renegades, and it's Atomic Age.
All right, going back to Governor Jesse Ventura. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. He'll be with us a little bit into the next hour. We're going to open the phones up specifically only for Governor Jesse Ventura at 1-800-259-9231. Quick question or comment for the governor coming up. Okay, you got cut off again by the satellite, making us go to break. Start over, Governor, with the point that you were making about the TV show.
Well, initially, Alex, we started off to do the show with the concept that both sides of the of the conspiracy would be told. If there were two sides, many times there may be multiple sides. But the two major sides, and then we'd let the viewer decide. Well, then the show had to go through a metamorphosis, if you will, or an evolution, whatever you want to call it, because when one side does not cooperate one bit, it is pretty hard to tell their story. And that was the case of the United States government. I did an interview the other day, a print interview, and the person asked me, and I said, well, you know, the government hasn't cooperated at all. And they said, this includes when Obama's taken over. I said, there's been no difference. I said, it hasn't made one bit of difference because we started the show. George Bush was still the president. And the show's been in the works, and I've been working on it for a year now, basically, or better. And the government cooperated nothing. Zero. Zilch. We could not even get a spokesperson out for the government. Well, we do get a few former government people who are now no longer working for the government who had courage enough to come out and talk to us and offer their opinions. But no one under the government would cooperate with the show at all. So then the show became simply more of the other side of the conspiracy being told, and now the viewer gets to see an alternative to what the government has pumped out in many occasions on the different conspiracies that they're involved with.
And by the way, we've got Governor Jesse Ventura's with us talking about the new TV show that's coming up in December and January called Conspiracy Theory on True TV. Again, Jesse Ventura is our guest. How much can you tell us about the 9/11 episode? Because I know that more and more as you went out and tried to talk to them, no one would. And Jesse Ventura, Navy SEAL, governor, fighter, is a lot more intimidating and a lot more effective than when Michael Moore, and I'm not against Michael Moore, kind of ninnies around. This is some dynamic confrontations.
Alex, in many ways, Michael Moore probably got more cooperation than I got.
It's well, let folks simple. In a little bit.
I got none. When it came to 9/11, no one from the government would talk to the show. No one from the 9/11 Commission would talk. No one representing any type of government agency would talk. I don't want to wreck the show by saying what we did and where we did it and do all that because I want people to watch the show. The show came about like this. A victim came to me. And a victim pleaded with me, a victim who lost her daughter and her potential grandchild. Her daughter was pregnant, and she died the infamous day of 9/11. And her mom, came to me feeling that I was the person with this show who could bring to light the fact that we need a real investigation of 9/11 and not the one that they did. And so it's a natural progression then when it's brought to me, the next person I want to talk to is someone who was there, someone who actually went through 9/11, which we were able to do also in the show. And then from there, the progression goes to someone who was there during the cleanup, the almost 300 days that it took to clean up the mess and what went on there. Did an investigation occur there? We have the person who identified and saw the black boxes, which, of course, the government tells us were not found.
Unbelievable. Again, I don't want to give away too much, but
well, I want people to watch. That's why I'm just going to talk. I'm not going to give specifics of the show, Alex, because I want everyone to enjoy the show, and I won't narrate it before it goes on the air.
No. You're giving us a lot here, and I know a lot of the inside baseball, and obviously I'm sworn to secrecy. I'm just telling folks, I'm surprised you're able to get this on air, Jesse, because
well, Alex, it ain't on yet. I made a gentleman's bet at the start of this show that it would never see air. I felt we would complete them all, but I felt strongly that at some point in time someone wouldn't allow it, and so far it's full steam ahead. Now, we do have to wait till December 2nd because that's the airing again of the first show, which is, that's a couple weeks away yet, 3 weeks away.
In fact, I remember in October, you were in my car, we were driving around in the hill country, and you said, Alex, we're going to find out if this airs, because I'm going to do this from my perspective and be fair. We're going to see what happens. And you've put incredible work into it, and now you've just upped the bar again, saying, we'll see if it's going to air. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Well, former Minnesota governor, former MSNBC host, former top wrestler, Hollywood movie star, author, best-selling author, multiple times over, and surfer, Jesse Ventura joins us. The surf is up. He is here. Okay, let's go through this then.
Wait a minute, Alex. How's the surf since that storm has hit Alabama down there?
You know what? I hear that there is a huge surf down at the Gulf right now, and every time I go down there, there's surfers everywhere.
Well, I should be down there right now, doggone it.
Why don't you just jump on an airplane, fly? Listen, you can fly to Corpus Christi in 2 hours from Minnesota, and 3.5-4 hours from now, you could be on the beach in 12-foot swells.
Well, I'll tell you, that's very tempting, but unfortunately, I got too much publicity to do.
Unfortunately, you're here on air with us, but we're all happy, Governor.
Well, it'd be tomorrow anyway, and so I got publicity all day tomorrow. Today, I couldn't get there in time, so it'd have to be tomorrow. But, oh, well, we'll pass on it this time. I'm certain there'll be more storms, especially after learning about HAARP.
Absolutely. I had the director of HAARP on one time, and he admitted, oh, we turn the atmosphere on fire with it at night and starts laughing. And then somebody on the line cut the line off, and my producer saw this, and during the break, a Air Force officer came on and said, you can't talk about that anymore. So the military was bossing the civilian scientific head of HAARP around.
Well, what's interesting, and of course for those that don't know what HAARP is way up in in Alaska, and that's one of the shows we go up to visit it and photograph it. And it's a group of about 180 radio antennas that all shoot 50,000 watts of energy up into the biosphere. I should say low frequency sounds up into the biosphere, which does cause a heating. Now, Alex, let me ask you this. Could that possibly contribute to global warming?
Absolutely. In fact, the scientists we've interviewed...
So this could be much more contributor of global warming than us driving our cars around.
Well, as you know, Secretary of Defense Cohen in 97 admitted to the Army Times they did have weather weapons then. And I've interviewed the former father of weather weapons, Ben Livingston. And clearly, I believe this is a false flag attack. We have had a lot of strange weather, and that naturally occurs, but there's been a lot
of... That's the opening show, Alex. The opening show, December 2nd, is on HARP, and I think people are going to find it a very interesting show. I went all the way up to Alaska and went to this location, and we jumped into a helicopter, and bear this in mind, this thing can knock airplanes out of the air. And it's a very interesting thing going on up there. It's the government. It falls under, let me put it this way, it falls under the military, the Air Force. And yet it is given the distinction of being an unclassified research center, yet I was not allowed in. Now, bear in mind, I used to have a top secret security clearance with the United States government during my 6 years as a member of Underwater Demolition Team 12 and SEAL Team 1. I was also a mayor and a governor, and yet I was not allowed to go into this supposed unclassified research center. If it's unclassified, anybody should be able to go in there.
Well, that's a good point. Jesse, on this specific subject, we can get into more detail because this has been released to the media. I want to play this clip and then ask you about it. This is a one-minute clip of Governor Jesse Ventura being stopped at the gates. He's about to just, I guess, bull his way on in there. And suddenly, the equipment goes dead. And I talked to the crew. This really happened. So they were using some type of electronic warfare jamming system. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Really need to go through the Air Force.
Well, we did. We got stonewalled. Yeah. And this is strictly a research facility. Clearly, there's something going on here that they don't want people to know about.
There's a lot of cool science that we do with this facility.
Come on, man. I'm a Navy SEAL. The military don't do things unless it has a military purpose, and a military purpose is destruction and waging war.
It's a stalemate. Or is it?
Back up a little bit from the gates so when people come through, they don't feel intimidated.
When I get denied something, I do the opposite of getting intimidated. I get angry.
Jesse is about to walk right on through when suddenly...
Hold on a second, guys. I got a problem.
FNRS, yeah, that's an interference.
The camera equipment begins to go haywire. Something is interfering with the audio and video.
This is more than unclassified. That's bullshit.
All right, now that aired on CNN. The potty language was cut out, but I don't blame the governor under that bizarre stress. So tell us what you can about the HARP episode, because this is amazing.
Well, you know, we were denied access, as I said, and you know, even though the security clearances I've had in my life and holding the position of governor, I guess, Alex, the only way I guess I can get in there is to run and get reelected to something again. You know, then maybe I would be high enough in the government that they would let me in and see what they're doing there. But that aside, and then we did have some problem. Now, it made it seem, I don't know what caused our cameras to go bad. I am not going to specifically sit here and say that they jammed them, that they did something to them. I will simply state that our audio and our visual did have some problems while we were outside the gate. Who or what was responsible, we never were sure or positively found out.
But to be specific, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I was just talking to some of the crew while we were shooting separately back in Los Angeles, they said that multiple cameras and audio and on the digital recordings, it was even distorting. I mean, this wasn't just one rig to have separate malfunctions, the same malfunctions. You're talking about one in a billion, one in a trillion? I mean, this is bizarre.
I don't know. But all I can say is that we did run into complications, and what caused them or why, we were never able to ascertain. But, you know, and then later on, all the equipment later worked fine, and we never had any more problem with it the rest of the shoot.
Well, I want to say clearly on the record that from the scientists we've interviewed, HAARP is designed to be a weapon. It can heat the atmosphere. It can direct those huge rivers of vapor, of condensation, of water as weapons. And the Chinese brag, the Russians brag, you can hire their government-funded companies to control the weather for you.
Let's remember something, too, Alex. There were treaties signed back in the 1970s that governments would not use weapon or would not use weather or nature for war. And we were one of the people that signed these treaties. And I think that's an important issue right here. If we sign treaties that we won't use things, won't use nature to commit war, and then we might very well be violating the very treaties we've signed.
Well, that's a great point. And you made the point to me privately that, well, Alex, why are we signing treaties for weather weapons if they don't exist?
That's true also. So, you know, and I think people are also going to enjoy, there's another part of HAARP that we haven't mentioned today that will be the most terrifying of anything we've talked about, and I'm going to leave that up in the air, because HAARP is going to be, to my knowledge, the first episode, December 2nd. Again, I'll shamelessly promote it, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central on the True Channel. HAARP will be the first episode, to my knowledge. If they change it, then I don't know about it. And there's something in HAARP beyond what we've even talked about, Alex, that is more terrifying than what we have talked about.
And I know what it is, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut. This is coming up. You know, finishing up before we get into the other episodes, during the break we were talking, you're saying you made the bet with your crew, and I remember you telling me privately in the car, you said, we'll see if it's going to air. I don't think it will, but we'll see. I'm going to try.
Well, I did a gentleman's bet with my crew and cast, basically. I said, I bet you, no money involved, just a gentleman's bet, that we will complete all of these. We will do all seven episodes, and we'll finish them all. But I said, I still don't believe they will see the light of day, that they will be aired. And so far, I'm losing the gentleman's bet, but there's still about 3 weeks to go, and I hope that I do lose it. I do not want, and I'm a competitive person. I do not like to lose anything, but I'm hoping that I lose this bet. I don't want to win this bet.
Well, I hope that you do lose the bet as well, because I've been involved in a few TV productions. One of them.
This way, Alex, if it doesn't see the light of day, the show that we've completed, then I need to come back on your show, and we need to ask why. We need to, at that point, start addressing, I believe, the First Amendment.
I agree with you. Well, I don't see how they're going to air something that's more than fair from our perspective. And from what I've seen, and I know you're an honorable person, this is a extremely fair, leaning towards our perspective, because, as you said, you couldn't get the other side to come out and debate. There's nothing but stonewalling.
It isn't even a debate, Alex. We couldn't even get them to come out and make a comment. The government wouldn't talk to us, plain and simple. They wouldn't talk on HAARP. They wouldn't talk on 9/11. They wouldn't talk on anything that involved the government and their involvement in any type of conspiracy or whatever the conspiracy is. You cannot get anyone from government to participate or talk in any manner. It's that simple. And people need to understand that's the scary thing, overwhelmingly scary thing about doing this whole show, is the fact that government doesn't have to cooperate. They act like we work for them. And I believe they've forgotten something, and we've forgotten something. They work for us. That's the way it's supposed to be. But in this country, I believe those roles have switched now, and the government views us working for them rather than the way it's supposed to be.
Well, that's just an incredible point, that things really are backwards now in this nation, in this country. And if they do allow this to go on television, which it looks like it's going to happen, is that the system is so arrogant that they don't even care if we know the truth now? I'm seeing George Soros and Al Gore and Ban Ki-moon of the UN openly say we're going under world government, openly saying it's a new world order, openly stating it's about population reduction, one-child policy. LA Times reports there's going to be a tax on owning a dog or cat because they eat meat, which has a carbon footprint. You've got the global warming episode. We're going to talk about that. I mean, they're really coming out in the open. So is it that they don't have total control of the media, and this, and so you're getting through the chink in the armor, or is it they're so arrogant now they don't care if Governor Ventura goes out and tells you how screwed you are? They might even sit back and, you know, roast some marshmallows and laugh at us.
I don't know, Alex. I'm not in contact with any of these quote-unquote people, so I have no idea. Oh, by the way, yeah, global warming is the last one that I list to you of the is global warming a conspiracy?
Yeah, we were both here trying to remember all seven episodes, and finally it came to me, so I thought I'd shout it out.
Yeah, let's go. Well, you got it right there, because that was the seventh one that, like I said, when I shot these things, they were not in sequence always, and so it can get pretty confusing. It was a lot like governing, where you go from one meeting 1 hour to a completely different meeting the next hour.
No, I know it makes your head spin, especially when you're really into the minutia. Let's get into 2012, then we'll get into secret societies, Manchurian Candidate, Big Brother, and global warming. 2012, obviously, 3 days from now, on Friday, the huge movie is coming out where Woody Harrelson kind of plays the conspiracy theory type. I know Harrelson, so we're trying to get him on the show. In fact, that may happen. But what's your whole take on the real 2012 and the serious, in-depth research you did? And then separately in the show, I know you get into, without saying too much, whether it's real or not, the elite think it's real, and they are getting ready. I mean, to me, I think, in fact, I wish I was in that episode. I've been told I'm not. To me, that's going to be one of the hottest episodes.
Well, it is, and let me just put it this way, and again, I'm not going to go in and make it so people won't watch by telling everything that happens, but it goes far beyond, let me say this, the Mayan calendar. Now, the Mayans were very intelligent people, way ahead of their time when it came to understanding the planets and the solar system and the heavens. They truly were, because I've learned this. Even with all of our modern technology today, the Mayans are right on. Our technology, for the most part, cannot prove them wrong under most things. So here you had a culture that took place many, many, many years ago that was very, very bright when it came to space. And this 2012 show goes beyond the Mayan calendar. It goes to some things that we know are actually real and completely backed up by NASA. And that's where I'll leave it right there, because I want people intrigued. I want them to watch the show. And the show will be on long before 2012 arrives.
Are you, knowing what you now know, doing the deep research, are you concerned about 2012?
I'm concerned, yeah. I'm concerned over the things that I have learned. Yes, I'm very concerned over them. And later on, when the show's all air, Alex, and I don't have to try to intrigue a listening audience anymore, I'll be glad to come back on the show and openly talk about what concerns me after it airs.
Absolutely. That'd be a great radio interview. And also talk about how much hit the cutting room floor. You guys have done a ton of work. I mean, they've been working your butt off.
Here I'm trying to, you know how it works in the country, Alex? When you try to retire and quit, that's when your agent finds your jobs. But when you're looking for the jobs for 20 years, they can't find you anything. No, I've been to L.A. so many times I can't remember since summer. I've been to Anchorage, Alaska. I've been to San Francisco. I've been to Oklahoma City, Kansas City, New York, multiple times. And I've lost track of a few of the other places that I've been to. But the most unique was the thing going up to Anchorage to learn about HARP.
Absolutely. And, again, I'm Huggy Bear.
Let me interject, Alex, of which I, up until about 4 months ago, I didn't even know what HARP was.
This has been quite a journey for you. I know your son began to really get you into this 5-6 years ago. And obviously I gave you some films, and that helped you along your journey. And then you described it to me at the hotel that now it's like the top of your head's blown off. The whole world's opening up, and it's quite a journey, isn't it, Governor?
Well, it sure is. And the exciting thing that I'll tell people when people say to me, why do I like to study this? Why do I like to look at it? Because these are things that very well can be real. And when you read a writer like, say, Tom Clancy or Vince Flynn, they're marvelous books, but they're simply figments of their imagination. They're carrying you through on their imaginary trip. I would rather look into and read about real history and hopefully get educated on it so that we're not stupid enough to allow ourselves to repeat it, which over and over I see it happening. Our stupidity is just unbelievable how we can be duped over and over again.
Absolutely. I mean, really, a conspiracy theorist is someone with an alternative history view. We'll be right back.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com. Today.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John. Big John.
Big Jesse Ventura is our guest. Governor, one more time for people tuning in, getting this exclusive first look at the TV show that, believe me, is going to be powerful, folks. Tell them when the 7 episodes are going to air, how they tune in, how they watch it.
Well, it'll be on the True Network, which used to be Court Television. It's located, if you got the satellite, I think it's right in between. between TBS and TNT. It's the station in between if you're on the direct dish satellite or whatever it is. But, you know, check wherever. And anyway, the first show will air Wednesday, December 2nd, and it'll be 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. And it's a one-hour show. We're doing 7 conspiracies. And naturally, I'd like to say this. Can we get completely into the conspiracies and everything about them? Absolutely not. You can never do that in an hour. So we focus on just certain portions of the conspiracy, which I think people will find it, especially your listening audience, Alex, are going to find it very interesting.
And so it's going to be airing every Wednesday in December and January, or are they going to skip one on Christmas?
I have no idea.
Christmas.
I'll be gone surfing at that time, and I'll leave all of you up here to take the repercussions from it.
What are you going to do if I come parachuting in when you're out there surfing?
Well, and I'll know everything hit the fan up here, because I know that if you're not doing your daily radio show, then the United States don't exist anymore.
Now, is my bunker ready next to your bungalow?
I don't know. You know? I'll tell you that Baja, my neighbor Fernando, he had to dig a 40-foot well down there, and it took him 6 months, but it would have taken him a year had there been good waves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, we're going to come back and take phone calls, but right now let's get into the global warming episode.
Okay.
I mean, just give us a little taste of that.
Well, the big thing on global warming to me is this cap-and-trade legislation. It's nothing but bait and switch. It's a legislation that's designed to make money, not to solve the problem. And if global warming is indeed a problem, then why is the solution simply money-making that does nothing to address the actual problem? And that's the key of what we try to expose, and this is the cap-and-trade legislation for what it is, and the fact that there are 30,000 people with PhDs and science degrees that simply are not buying into global warming, and it doesn't seem to be that they get any type of their opinion is not being aired at all.
Well, that's right.
It's a very one-sided opinion.
Well, yeah, when Al Gore says all scientists agree it's man-made, and then you find out that actually the majority say it's driven by the sun and by nuclei from space causing cloud condensation. I mean, I'm not going to give away who you interview in the film, but this is going to be a powerful death blow, one more nail in the coffin against the greenies that want to tax us. I mean, it's come out that Al Gore has made over $1 billion so far off this. I mean, he owns a cap-and-trade company that you've got to buy carbon credits from. I mean, how obvious is this?
Well, again, it comes down to the legislature. Whether I'm not a scientist, Alex, so I'm not going to beat my head against the wall on whether it's real or not. But a good way to look at things is always view something not from what someone says, but from what someone does. And the cap-and-trade legislation is fraudulent because you can have a company that's supposedly polluting. They don't have to change at all. They can simply pay money and buy other people's and trade so that till they get under, and they'll still pollute the same, but then they'll be able to say that they're not. Well, that right away is fraudulent, and if that's fraudulent, then what else is fraudulent?
I tell you, that's a key point. Take the weakest part of their argument, break their neck right there. That's why we love you, Governor. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.